This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. Washington State's wolf packs are growing. That's according to the state's annual wolf count, which found at least 52 gray wolves within our borders this year, one more than last year. And conservation groups see that as a victory. But they say there's still room to grow the wolf population. In fact, they say there's a whole region to grow. Of those 52 wolves, not a single one is west of the Cascade Mountains. And conservation groups are saying, we can't consider our wolf population recovered until wolves are in every part of the state. Jay Keeney does Outreach for Conservation Northwest. It's one of the groups that are looking to help wolves recover in Washington State. Hi, Jay.
Hello.
So we used to have wolves in western Washington, right? What happened to them? When did they go away?
Well, you know, back in the early 1900s, wolves were pretty much extrapolated or taken out of most of the whole lower 48, including Washington. So eastern Washington, western Washington all had populations, but were essentially trapped out, killed out, you know, just as part of a process to eliminate wolves from the landscape.
And this was a concerted effort or a sort of ad hoc process?
Well, I think it was, you know, just at that time felt they were pretty much a predator that, you know, cause damage to livestock populations, maybe even to ungulate populations. You know, that was the general thought out there. And so they were essentially hunted out, taken out, killed. You know, all manners of poisons were used. And essentially they retreated up into Canada, basically, in terms of population sources.
And Washington now has about a dozen wolf packs. Mostly these are out in northeastern Washington. What do they look like? What do these populations of wolves look like?
Well, each pack changes every year. I think that's one of the things this year's data shows is we've got more packs, you know, overall in the state, but the numbers in each pack are lower. And that's, I think, all part of a normal process of wolves dispersing, they're breaking up. You know, so you might have a pack last year that was 5 or 6 or 7. You know, that's broken into 2 or 3 packs, especially like in northeast Washington.
And if we get a full statewide recovery, which is something you advocate for, what would that look like?
Well, the Washington Wolf Recovery Plan calls, before they can be delisted from a state standpoint and be considered recovery, you need at least 4 breeding pairs in eastern Washington, 4 breeding pairs in the North Cascades, 4 breeding pairs in the South Cascades and Northwest Washington, and then 3 pairs that would occur anywhere in the whole state. And a breeding pair is defined as alpha male and female that have at least 2 pups that survive into the winter until December 31st of each year.
Jay Keeney is with Conservation Northwest. It's one of the groups that wants wolves to fully recover here in Washington State. And at this point, Jay, from your perspective, what are the obstacles to that full recovery occurring?
Well, 52 is not a huge amount of wolves. I think we saw last year during the course of the year there were 7 wolves killed from a variety of things, cougar attacks, vehicle accidents, 1 poaching, just an hunter incident. You know, so they're out there in nature, but it's going to take a while for them to come back. So I think some of the major obstacles, of course, are going to be, you know, just wolves moving into new territory. It takes them a while to disperse out. They can travel huge distances. But a lot of the opportunity, I think, for wolves to move into western Washington will come as wolves from the North Cascades move south into the South Cascades and eventually turn up and come up the west side of the state.
This state's got a lot of roads. It's got I-5. It's got freeways, highways, the whole 9 yards. How big of a problem is that sort of literal obstacle to the full recovery that you'd like to see?
Well, let's see. Wolves are amazing animals. They had a radio-collared wolf leave the Tianwe Pack a couple years ago, went up along the west side of Lake Chelan. They got a data point of that wolf out in the middle of Lake Chelan, swimming across the lake. Ended up on the other side, headed up through northern Okanagan County up near Banff before it got killed by a legal hunter. So obstacles to us, I think, you know, seem huge, like swimming a huge body of water. They can do that. They can cross highways. You know, some of the major freeways, of course, and major population areas are going to be tough for them to get across. So it's not as imaginable that wolves could move from the west slope of the Cascades across the I-90 corridor, including all the population. So that's why it's probably more likely that they'd come around from the south where there's less population.
Any sense of where the wolves themselves want to live, like what they need?
They're pretty much habitat generalists. So if they have a reliable prey source, if they have habitat to move in and they don't have too much human disturbance, and that can be roads, fences, power lines, you know, all the things that go along with that and a lot of people, they'll find the habitat to live.
Jay Keeney is with Conservation Northwest, and we're talking about their goal, which is to have a full recovery for the wolf population all across the state, including in Western Washington. And of course, this has been pretty controversial, especially with ranchers in Eastern Washington. What do you say to ranchers who oppose the reintroduction, even that we've seen so far?
Well, I think, you know, like anything new, it just takes some time. And if you were running any business and you had a brand new obstacle in front of you, you're going to say, you know, gee, why this? You know, why I'm having enough trouble making a living without this new obstacle. So it takes some time. It takes people to come up with some new ideas, some ways that can then help those ranchers. We work hard to find ranchers that are willing to put out some non-lethal practices. The Department of Wildlife is doing the same thing.
You mean to try to protect their livestock without killing the wolves?
Yeah, yeah. And in fact, I think there's lessons from other parts of the country and even up in Canada that eventually point to the fact, you know, if you just keep killing wolves, you're just going to keep having them come back. You haven't solved the problem. You really need to get in there with some other tactics, some non-lethal stuff.
Like what?
It's not always successful, but, you know, for the most part, it can really help.
What are those tactics that would allow ranchers to live peacefully with wolves without any lethal tactics?
I would say probably some of the most beneficial things right now, and actually there's a whole WSU study going on to look into this, but one of the things that seems to be working real well with the ranchers I've been working with is the program of having a more human presence out there when the cattle are out on these big allotments. When they're really out away from humans, that's when they can run into a lot of trouble with wolves depredating. So having a person out there, it can be called a range rider or a herd supervisor, that can make all the difference, you know. And that's also good in terms of keeping your animals, your cattle or sheep, moving regularly so they get a good grass supply, hopefully keep weight on rather than lose weight. So that's one thing that tends to work. Another practice is picking up carcasses and making sure you don't leave livestock carcasses for wolves to become habituated to coming into an area.
Jay, just to recap, I got about 30 seconds left. Why do you think Western Washingtonians should support this program to have wolves around, more wolves around, especially here in the West?
Well, I think all the Washington people are going to have to realize pretty soon that we're in this all together. It's not an Eastern-Western thing. You know, wolves, people are going to have to get used to living with wolves, I think, eventually, whether you live on the west side or east side. And the sooner we realize that, the sooner we can get over these arguments of, you know, they don't understand what it's like and whatnot. And eventually, as wolves move into Western Washington, people will be dealing with them as well. So getting used to that now is just good business.
All right, Jay Keeney, thanks.
All right, thank you.
He's the Okanagan County Organizer for Conservation Northwest. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.